You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Monday morning, March 31st, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, the Civic Media app, on demand by podcast or across social media on YouTube and Facebook. Thanks for starting your week right here. I've got a question for you. Are you ready to go vote tomorrow? If you haven't voted already, that is. And a lot of you have already voted, I'm happy to say. Big elections tomorrow for state Supreme Court, state superintendent. There's a terrible idea for a constitutional amendment on the ballot. There are school referendums, local offices, school boards. Learn much more at myvote.wi.gov if you're still on the bubble about whether to go or not. And one tip for folks that might be listening around Rhinelander, you might need a new polling place after the collapse of the Hodag Dome during the ice storm over the weekend here. We're going to talk to Dan Hagen from Newswatch 12 coming up 1 hour from now about the ice storm there and the damage that it did and the roads that are still slick out here. And by the way, there's another winter-like storm coming tomorrow into Wednesday. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot will tell us what northwest and north-central Wisconsin are facing with snow, rain, high winds. How far does it spread across the state? Brittany will tell us all that coming up in just a little bit. Back to the election for a moment. State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler will be our guest coming up at 7:30. Let's see, we talked about Dan Hagen. Selena Heller will be here, Up North News reporter. Will tell us what she's been covering for us. Dr. Kristen Lyerly should be here around about 6:30 or so as well. And you can certainly join us on the show as well by phone or by text. The number here is 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Of course, you can also use that Civic Media app to text us. And you know why you'd want to do that? Because coming up at 7:07, the Civic Media Break into Spring Text to Win contest ramps up again for another week. So get set to text that hourly keyword using the app. You can be entered for the hourly prize next hour. And then, of course, the grand prize of a queen mattress set from Verlo as well. All right, back to the weather and temperatures right now across the state at the bus stop look like this. Here in Chippewa Falls, it's 25 degrees. Hayward is at 14. We still don't get to put away the winter jackets yet. Amory is at 23, Wausau 26. Wisconsin Rapids 28 right now, La Crosse 31. It's also 31 in Green Bay, 30 in Madison. And in the Milwaukee area, it's 32 at Mitchell and 34 at Radio Park, where we find Greg Buck standing by down there and welcoming him into our Lake Wissota studios, or shall we say the Lake Wissota Library. Now that we have the bookcase is finally built behind us, this place looks classy now. I have classied up this joint, Mr. Bach. Good morning.
Didn't you have pictures of family back there before?
They're still there. They're still right there on the shelves. Yep, still there.
Classy as ever.
But now it's got family photos and books.
Well, give me two examples of books you got back there.
Oh well,
Garfield Omnibus.
I debated whether to bring up all my Bloom County books from back in the day. I've got pretty much every Bloom County book. But there are books up there from two 7th District congressional giants, not Sean Duffy and Tom Tiffany. I'm talking about Dave Obie and Mel Laird before
you said
that.
Giants, so that's why I didn't think that in the first place.
Yeah. Yep. So we've got that up there. We've got, what else do we got? I got to turn around. Oh, we've got Milked by Ruth Conniff. We've talked about that a few times.
Nice.
About all the migrant labor on Wisconsin dairy farms. A lot of baseball books are back there, you know, little panoramic photo books of stadiums and other things about the game. Let's see, we've got the What's Next, an oral history of the West Wing, given to me as a Christmas gift by some cool dude.
He's a nice guy.
Which I'm about halfway through and need to pick up again. So, yeah, we got that. We got the photos. We even got some coffee mugs down there.
Dang, I'm loving this.
Yeah.
This is like an Up North News, like a little museum.
Time capsule or museum or something. Yeah. So, that way, I mean, for folks who catch the show on Facebook or YouTube, we've had this kind of same yellow wall behind us, which there was nothing wrong with it when it was just like a home office. But as a studio, it was always kind of like on my list to kind of do something else with the wall back there. And this weekend was finally the weekend where I could take out all those IKEA boxes and my little Allen wrench, my one little Allen wrench, and one cordless screwdriver. And thank God for cordless screwdrivers.
Right.
And get all of those. It's a three parts there behind me. Get all three of those parts assembled. I have not moved and stretched and bent and lifted that much in a while. So today's bookcase is brought to you by ibuprofen.
Lots of popping and crackling.
Oh my goodness, yes. But it was a nice weekend overall to be doing just house projects because of the weather. It took a dive here. It's just icy, snowy, windy, icky, nothing like what we really deserve at this time of year, especially for the Brewers home opener, which we need because the other part about this weekend was watching the Brewers in New York. Yikes.
Get shellacked. I mean, so the whole thing about the bats thing, they were using those newfangled bats, the Yankees were. And I'd love to say it was the bats, but no.
No, it was way more than that. I mean, have y'all never seen Aaron Judge? Have you never heard of some of the other folks in the lineup? You know, Cody Bellinger, some of the others, Paul Goldschmidt. But my goodness, that game on Saturday where the new Brewer pitcher, Nestor Cortez, former Yankee, gives up a home run on the first pitch of the game, gives up a home run on the second pitch of the game, gives up a home run on the third pitch of the game. That has never happened in history. Three home runs on three pitches to start the game. And it wasn't really any better yesterday. I mean, it was just a shellacking up and down. So I declare a do-over. So this is the season opener today down at American Family Field against the Royals. Coverage starts at 12:30 on Civic Media stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Park Falls, and the newest Brewers affiliate up north, WBZH in Hayward. So, yeah, Brewers, please shake it off and let's go. But as far as the bats, I mean, I've seen the bats. Yeah, they look like these little torpedo things.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. When I first looked at it, I'm like, okay, it's a bat. You know, it doesn't look to me like there's clearly some kind of an advantage. Although for people my age, you might have noticed that it looks a lot like the club handled by Bam Bam, little baby in the Flintstones. And that did appear to be what the Yankees were doing. Bam, 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 bam. I mean, so many home runs.
When I saw that score late that night, I was like, what? And it was a typical thing of like, the Brewers got beat bad, but they didn't get beat 20-0. They scored 9 runs, and yet when the Brewers are when the Brewers score like 12 runs and they still lose. It's like
they lose 20-9 on Saturday. It was 13-3 in the second inning, something like that. And then they lost yesterday 12-3. And of course they had lost the opener on Thursday by the score of 4-2. How quaint.
Yeah.
But Yeah, we need a do-over.
Yeah.
And also, this thing about starting interleague, you know, starting with the Yankees and the Royals,
yeah,
you know, seems very odd to me. It's not, obviously, it's not the world's biggest issue, but I would be happy if we did not start the season in Yankee Stadium anymore.
Let's start the season in Milwaukee against the White Sox. How about that?
Yes. Yeah. I could definitely go for that because this was not pretty, folks. And you know what else wasn't pretty was the Bucks last night. They lost to Atlanta 145-124. This is now sounding like the Bucks of about this time last year, where again there was all of this potential. Mm-hmm. And then there wasn't.
Yeah.
That appears to be the world that we're living in right now. The Bucks at one point here, they were, where were we on March 5th? They were 11 games over 500. Since that time, they've gone 4-9, and they've lost 4 in a row. And they will host the Phoenix Suns tomorrow. And, of course, they don't have Dame Lillard, who's being treated for the blood clots. And so, yeah. The Badgers are out of the NCAA tournament. On the plus side, if y'all would like to, you know, join my bandwagon, your Western Michigan University Bronco hockey team won both their games over the weekend and are moving on to the Frozen Four,
nice
college men's hockey version of the Final Four. That'll be in just under 2 weeks now in St. Louis. So, congratulations to my daughter and her husband and everybody on the Broncos hockey team for doing that. I did at one point run up to our local watering hole and made them change the channel so we could put the game on. And it was fun to kind of convert a whole bunch of folks who really couldn't have cared less.
Yeah.
But, you know, what were they going to watch? You know, the Brewers? And so we put that on and we gave them something to cheer for.
You give them some hope.
Nice. Yes, we did. And speaking of local watering holes, the last thing we did over the weekend was we closed down the neighborhood watering hole here, known as the Edge, here on Lake Wissota. It used to be called Water's Edge for a long time, and it is under new ownership. So yesterday was the retirement party for the previous owner. And so we said goodbye to Al and wished him a happy retirement. Now the place is going to be closed for about a month. And the new owner, one of them is Loopy from Loopy's, is a you know, well-known establishment here in Chippewa Falls. And so Loopy and investors are going to give the place a makeover. And so we're going to have a shiny new place to socialize on the lake. More reason to finally get Greg and company up here to do that show on the pontoon. We have something to work toward.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it was nice to kind of have the end of an era for a local establishment, and hopefully things go well with the new owners too. When we come back, we'll talk a bit about the day's news, and that doesn't start off on a great note either, because legalized bribery appears to be a thing. A couple of courts said so over the weekend as Elon Musk came to Wisconsin. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Monday morning, when you're here, you're up north, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Kenny Loggins is part of today's history lesson related to the movie soundtrack that song is from. Do you remember which movie? You'll find it. We'll tell you coming up at 6:50 here on Up North News Radio. Again, your next chance to win in Civic Media statewide break into spring text contest is just an hour away, so be sure you've got the Civic Media app for that. You can sign up for the Up North News daily newsletter over at upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe in the banner at the top of the homepage. One of the stories in there is about inaccurate election information being sent to folks in the mail because, again, just some people, we can't have nice things because of them. But it's a lot of Brewers coverage today because of the Brewers home opener There's a story there about how can you get discounts on Brewers tickets? What about the Brewers promotions for the year? There's a story in there about Front Row Amy. Anybody who watches the TV broadcast knows Amy is there keeping score in her little front row seat there right behind home plate. So we'll blurb about her. And this one I thought was especially useful, a link to the bag policy at American Family Field. Purses, bags, little backpacks, whatever, the things that you would take for granted that you can bring into a ballpark. If you haven't been to a ballpark lately, if you're going to the home opener and you haven't been to American Family Field or any big league stadium or arena for a while, you're definitely going to want to read up on the bag policy before you go to any place like that, because they're all a little different. Some say, well, you can bring in anything as long as it's in a clear bag. Others are just very anti-bag at all, and you've got to, just buy the stuff that you want while you're in the stadium. So learn more by signing up for our newsletter, upnorthnewswi.com. There is also a note to be said about yesterday's newsletter, the Sunday Morning Politics Edition newsletter that I put out, and along with coverage of the previous week in politics, we do a question of the week. And we are getting a lot of responses to our question of the week, which, by the way, you can answer it as well. Just go to send us an email, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Don't forget the WI, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. And so here was the question. It was about Supreme Court elections, and it was noting that there's more than one way to do a Supreme Court election. In fact, there are five different ways to do this. Wisconsin is one of only 14 states that have nonpartisan elections for state Supreme Court justices. So that was one of the options, was A, nonpartisan elections, just keep what we're doing, warts and all, where people like Elon Musk can come in and just, buy all the ads they want. Option B was partisan elections. Just acknowledge that political parties get involved. Eight other states do it that way. You just put it on a partisan ballot, just like any other politicians running for office. Option C is you punt it to the legislature and say, you know what? We elect the legislature. The legislature can vote on who should sit on the Supreme Court. That is done in two other states. In four states, the governor just appoints. There's no elections. The legislature's not involved. It's a gubernatorial appointment. And then finally, the one that's done most frequently in the country is something called a nominating commission. That's done in 22 states where an independent commission puts together a list of recommended candidates, and then the governor picks a person off that list. That way they can't put somebody on the court who is completely unqualified. Enough said about our U.S. Supreme Court. And so a lot of folks are writing in about either they're intrigued by the idea of a nominating commission, or they just want to keep what we've got here, that, they don't want a partisan election. They don't want to punt it to the legislature or the governor. They want to be able to choose the Supreme Court. So nonpartisan elections as we have now, or a nominating commission, an independent nominating commission, are the ones that seem to be getting the most responses. But of course, we collect responses all week long. And so again, you can shoot us an email, radio@upnorthnewswi.com, to learn more. Now, I was not necessarily expecting Elon Musk to get arrested yesterday in coming to Green Bay. But I would not have been disappointed. Because after all, the guy's breaking the law about bribery in offering $1 million checks to people who come to his rallies, offering people $100 payments to sign a quote unquote online petition. Elon Musk doesn't give a rat's butt about an online petition. He's trying to get Brad Schimmel elected and looking for a roundabout way of doing it. But one thing we've learned in the age of Trump, where he doesn't try to hide the corruption, is that our Constitution and our laws, our norms, they were not ready for this level of unbridled corruption. It's what's led us to something like Citizens United, where corporations can put in as much money as they want. And now billionaires born in other countries coming here can put in as much money as they want into elections as well. State Attorney General Josh Call went to court, then to an appeals court, and then to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, in all cases saying this should be patently illegal. It is a clear violation of Wisconsin law that says you cannot offer anything of value to entice somebody to vote or to entice somebody to not vote. And yet the state Supreme Court voted unanimously. All the judges refused to hear the Josh Call challenge of Elon Musk's giveaway, essentially saying that there's been no demonstrated harm. And that's a flaw in the law that needs to be addressed. You know, this notion of that somebody has to be hurt first. Here's who gets hurt first. Every voter in the state, after Election Day, if enough of them can look at the world's richest man putting cash out there and saying, okay, I think I'll go for that. Now, again, before people go, well, what about this guy and this guy, these billionaires? They are dwarfed by what Elon Musk and his other groups and other billionaires, frankly, are putting into this race. I really want to salute Kate Duffy and everybody at Motherhood for Good. Put together a great little graphic using building blocks and then having Kate's baby knock down the baby blocks to demonstrate just the wild disparity in terms of money coming in by billionaires to the state of Wisconsin. It would seem to me the best way we can avoid having billionaires buying elections from this point on would be to make sure that Elon Musk doesn't get his way. More after this. You're up north. I feel like I'm back at Skateville, which beautiful Woodbury, Minnesota. Just everybody doing their little skate thing, left, right, left, kick, left, right, left, kick.
Pom poms. What was? On your
skates? Well, not the boys didn't. No, but some people went a little crazy, and then everybody claps as they go poop. Yep. Herb Alpert has a birthday today, and so we will have that and more. I have a lot of Herb Alpert music.
You really do.
Nothing.
I did. Oh, we are going all game show music. This one here, this is Rise. This was one of his later hits.
God, and, listen to that.
I know. Mm-hmm. But his stuff in the 60s and early 70s was much more game showy. And so I thought, well, we'll have a little fun with that in the next hour. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. Warm and dry after a very busy day yesterday, and I guess she's going to continue to be busy outdoors. Dr. Lyerly, how are you?
I'm so good. Yesterday, 33 degrees, mm-hmm. freezing rain. We're all outside shouting, loving each other, having a blast. This morning I wake up, there's snow on the ground. It's a winter wonderland again.
Yeah, I may have swore at my outside window. When I saw them, like, what the bleep?
Yeah, it's not pretty out there. I mean,
Wisconsin, we love you.
We do, but yeah. Boy, your weather is psycho sometimes. You know, it just
it
is
our politics.
However, I'd be curious as to know the crowd at the Elon Musk event in Green Bay versus the crowd outside, unhappy about a billionaire buying elections. What was it like?
I've never seen anything like it. Yeah. I grew up here. I have lived a substantial part of my adult life here, most of it. And I have honestly never seen the people of Green Bay turn out the way that they did yesterday. They were fired up. They were angry, shouting. The signs that they had were very pointed and direct. It is clear that Elon Musk cannot buy Wisconsin. We are not going to stand for it.
Well, I hope so. I mean, that's the current, I don't know if it's a viral video, but certainly one of the most popular videos being made is a video with anybody just looking into the camera and saying Wisconsin has the ability to do the most awesome thing, mm-hmm. and show Elon Musk something he can't buy. He can't buy Wisconsin. But again, that all depends on turnout. And so when people hear this, when they hear you and they go, oh, big crowd and all kinds of people there, there are some folks that hear that and go, oh, I guess I don't have to vote tomorrow.
No, you
it's
do
cold
have to
out.
Vote.
And
you have to vote. Got to vote. Every vote counts.
I didn't get around to it. I might not get around to it tomorrow.
It matters.
It matters.
It matters not only on this level, but it matters in your community too. There are school board races and local races where people win or lose by one vote, mm-hmm. and that could be your vote. So yes, your vote absolutely matters. Please get out to the polls tomorrow and vote thoughtfully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and especially those local races, you know, school board, for example. Some of those elections sometimes are decided by just a handful of votes, mm-hmm. and we have definitely learned the importance of school board elections. They used to be pretty sleepy affairs because everybody that wanted to be on the school board wanted to serve, and you know, it's not that way now. Now, and the same goes for the state superintendent race. I mean, you know, Brittany Kinzer has a lot of money. A lot of Republican billionaire money behind her, and has got these ads where she's saying all the right things about we want our schools to be good, but she's not telling you, and she's never said in any of the interviews how she plans to pay for Wisconsin to have two school systems. Mm-hmm. So these are big up here. Alicia notes on YouTube. Oh, guess who showed up for an Elon Musk town hall?
Mm-hmm.
Tony Weed and Derek Van Orden. Wow.
Isn't it the craziest things? They won't show up in their own districts for their own town halls, but they show up here for Elon Musk's town hall.
You just can't.
Because there were no questions being asked.
There were questions being asked.
What?
Yes, I watched part of the live stream. Yeah, they were straight from Fox News kind of questions. Like, when the radical liberals try to take over, what is your plan? So... were these questions valid?
Buy all the hummus you can because you know those radical liberals, they love themselves.
Yeah. Yep.
Crushed chickpeas.
And Tony's right putting a comment up saying, I'm really worried about the DPI race. I think Brittany Kinzer is very dangerous. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, it's true because I've known enough people who have seen all the Supreme Court commercials and they say, I think it's Susan Crawford that I want to vote for, but I'm not sure because the other commercials make her look so bad. Mm-hmm. And then what happened was, you know, a few days ago, Brad Schimmel just dropped all pretenses and all these ads started running that said Brad Schimmel is Donald Trump's candidate. Mm-hmm. And it informed some Trump voters, but it also informed a lot of other voters who were like, I don't know who these people are. Well, mm-hmm. they know who Brad Schimmel is now.
Yeah.
So
I'm really looking forward to flipping Wisconsin blue in 2026. This is my master plan. And then having the state legislature and the governor come together and pass some sort of a law where we can't have all this spending in our elections. Remember how it used to be like before we opened that door? Mm-hmm. We didn't have to deal with all of this ridiculousness. So let's just get rid of it so that we can actually judge candidates based on their merit and their records instead of the Daily Show did a side-by-side comparison of the ads that both the Crawford and Schimmel campaign were putting out.
Yes, they did.
And, I mean, they were the same thing. It's like she, you know, let a child pornographic person out on the streets. He did the same thing. She let this happen. He did that happen.
You'd think the Supreme Court races are all about, you know, child porn and sexual assault. That's nothing like what a Supreme Court works on. And the things that we need a Supreme Court justice for are the kinds of things that don't make for the same kind of attention getting commercials as what we see here. So there's such a disconnect between the commercials and the truth, mm-hmm. and a disconnect between the commercials and what a state Supreme Court actually does. Mm-hmm. And it's where, again, you have programs like this, you have Up North News and others where, you know, you want to feel like you matter. As Tony says on YouTube, yes, I want my small dollar donations to matter.
Yes.
I don't want them made irrelevant by a billionaire's money.
Exactly.
And that's where we find ourselves right now. So, yes, as important as ever. And you're not done yet. You're not done being outside with your cowbells and things, are you?
No. So we're going to be at the Brown County Republican office today to greet Brad Schimmel. We're going to give him a frosty Wisconsin welcome. And the Raging Grannies are going to be there with us. My megaphone. We're hoping to have about 100 people because we want him to know that the people of Wisconsin, we've got different ideas. We want our judges to be fair and objective and to represent the will of the people, not these prejudged notions about what the law should mean to Brad Schimmel and his wealthy donors like Elon Musk.
Did I hear you say, does Wisconsin have its own raging grannies now?
Oh, all over the place. Milwaukee has an incredible group. Madison has a beautiful group. And now Northeast Wisconsin has raging grannies too. I'm so excited. I might become one. We'll see how things go.
You got a little ways to go there, Grandma.
Anybody can be a raging granny. Anybody.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh,
Greg, okay. You could be a raging granny.
I'm a raging granny. I'm angry about all sorts of things. Just name it. I have an opinion.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Thank goodness. So, I've heard nothing yet about the. I mean, it's no Kristen Lyerly office, but I mean, we've got the sexy new.
Just notice the bookshelf, so. Kristen. Just notice the bookshelf.
Come on.
Yeah, I got a live picture of bookshelf creation over the weekend, and I almost couldn't believe my eyes.
It was a half opened IKEA box with parts strewn all over. Like, wish me luck.
Meanwhile, I had Dr. Lyerly sending me music videos from the late 90s, early 2000s. It's just.
I asked for a song, and then this whole barrage of songs started coming out, and I started remembering, and then I got super excited about Summerfest, because I was looking at the Summerfest lineup, and it was like one old bit, like the producers, and then Hippocampus, and then Def Leppard, and then like all of these amazing bands are going to be there. I think I might live in Milwaukee this summer.
There you go.
Hey, okay. I forget what you said there about, but something you just said made me think of a show that we watched on the Hulu last night. That is Nathan Lane has a new sitcom out.
Mid-Century Modern,
Mid-Century Modern, yeah. And it's basically it's kind of a takeoff of the Golden Girls, where these three gay gentlemen they lose their best friend because they used to be this group of four best friends. The three of them decide to move in together. Hilarity ensues. The late Linda Lavin plays Nathan Lane's mother. Before she had passed away around Christmas time here. So she's in the first handful of episodes. And it's like, oh, I'm going to miss her. I do miss her. Especially her stuff later in life. I mean, I used to think of like Alice, the sitcom, you know, in the mid-1970s. But she had a wonderful resurgence and just a great new show.
It is 100% the Will and Grace team. It is the creators of Will and Grace. Jim Burrows is directing. It is basically when I saw all the names, I'm like, oh, this is just Will and Grace, which I was on the first episode. I was like, this feels very almost exploitative in the way they're talking and acting. It just felt just
cliche.
Yeah. But then maybe I watched the second and third episode, and there's a little more warmth, a little more heart, a little more opening up. Yes. But, you know, we'll see.
Well, but that you get that with a lot of shows. I mean, how many times have you heard me say that? Like, well, you got to get settled in, and you have to establish the premise of the show first, and then you can start watching from there.
It's like meeting a new friend.
Yes.
You know, you don't fall into that right away. You have to, like, get through some of the basic questions, get a feel for who they are.
What are you talking about?
Sink in a little bit, you know.
We got that. We had that with you from like moment one. Like, oh, who's this? She's funny. She's smart. Let's keep her around. So
look at how this has blossomed over the years, Pat.
I know. Now you're a raging granny with a bullhorn.
I do have the bullhorn.
You're just a quiet country doc, and now. Oh, is that the bullhorn back?
I just wanted to put my tile out and help the people. Now I'm a raging granny with a megaphone.
To be clear, I am not yet to raging granny status, but I certainly could be.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
which might be the only way I become a grandmother once I really evaluate my children. Oh,
see? Now here's how we know you're on your way to raging granny status. You're not that age going, when am I going to be a grandma? Somebody make me a grandma over here.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just making a prediction.
You're making a prediction that your four boys are not going to bless you with a grandchild?
You've met my children.
Well, I mean,
yes, they're lovely children.
My wife, there's three kids, no grandkids, and probably never going to be.
I mean, I might end up with some sort of a Pokemon.
My grand Pokemon is an honor roll student at such and such high school.
Oh, that would be funny.
That's the direction we're headed in right now. Let's see how that pairs out.
I feel like now we need to have a show with all four of the boys there just to defend themselves and to, you know, to dish the dirt on mom here. Do you think they'd ever do that?
You would not believe. You wouldn't be able to get a word in edgewise. They are.
I wouldn't have to. I would just say, here are the Lyerly boys and go.
We brought our own questions, Pat. So, Abe.
Yes. You know, just end at 7:58. I wrap them up and that's it.
Good luck wrapping them up. Also, put them on a channel where they can be pretty much unedited.
Okay, a podcast then. Introducing the next new podcast from Civic Media and Up North News, Lyerly's Uncensored.
The Lyerly guys.
Oh, yeah, that would be entertaining. Oh,
although Tony does note on YouTube, one son did co-host when Pat was gone.
It's true. Right?
Oh, yep, that was Abe. Yep. The oldest.
Yeah. So you definitely have a brood there that could do some kind of a Partridge Family thing, but instead of singing, you're all yapping on the radio.
They're all music people, too.
Well, okay, now we get a musical interlude, too.
We did that. We actually performed at the White
House. Hello, world. There's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
We sang Love Me Do by the Beatles.
That's so great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I even let my ex-husband come play guitar. It was fun. You're like a lively family.
See, and again, that's how you do a sitcom with a family singer is you have the, you know, the divorce couple decides to get together for the sake of the band. Again, hilarity ensues.
Just one gig. What could happen?
Nothing passive aggressive there at all.
Oh, I do have one who's not very musical, but he got a triangle hit that was comedic, so it was perfect.
Nice of you to include him that way. See, yeah. Very, very inclusive. Which,
built the whole thing around him.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to have today's history lesson. Selena Heller is going to join us from Up North News. And then at 7:06, we're joined a day early by Dan Hagen from WJFW Newswatch 12, who's going to tell us all about the ice storm damage up there, the collapse of the Hodag Dome, and more. That's on Up North News Radio, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Well, I mean, Kristen's bebopping. There we go. Selena is to a degree as well. Welcome to Up North News Radio's Daily History Lesson, kicked off by Kenny Loggins and Footloose, which was the number one song this day in 1984.
I love Kenny Loggins.
And Footloose.
What?
I do not like Footloose. I just don't.
What's not to like about Footloose?
Well, let's take a deep dive into this.
I know. Just lay on the couch here. Let's analyze this. Selena, tell us more.
About your mother and Footloose.
I just have never liked that song.
Oh,
wait, the song or the movie?
Well, both.
Oh, okay.
Not a Kevin Bacon, no.
You don't like Kevin Bacon?
Nope. No degrees of him, nothing.
I'm 1 degree away from Kevin Bacon. How dare you? How dare you?
Like a Whiskers comes in, like I want to show support for.
He doesn't like it either.
So Footloose was the title song to a not yet released film where Kevin Bacon brings dancing to a small town in the South. And I always had the toughest time seeing John Lithgow as a dramatic, serious, or as a comedic character rather, because he was so dramatic and serious in that movie as the preacher.
Yeah.
You know, the father who eventually. I don't want to give away the movie. It's only 42 years old. Anyway.
You can.
Okay, let's go do some more of today's history lesson. Chuck Berry is in the history lesson for a song that he released this day in 1958.
First recorded by Marty McFly. Covered by... You don't know that, people. Chuck Berry is the cover. It's the cover. Marty McFly wrote this song.
Johnny B. Goode... was named after his piano player, Johnny B. Goode. Was named after Johnny Johnson and the street where he grew up on, Good Avenue, good with an E, which is why Johnny B. Goode has an E at the end of that as well. Johann Sebastian Bach was born in Germany this day in 1685.
That's
I think he did the original of this.
Yeah. I haven't gotten a single residual check.
Joseph Haydn was born in Austria this day in 1732. Jimi Hendrix lit his guitar on fire this day in 1967 for the first time during a performance at a place in London. He had to go to the hospital for minor burns afterwards, to which Pat replies, duh. The Eiffel Tower opened in Paris this day in 1889. We mentioned Herb Alpert earlier. Today is his 90th birthday. Oh, we just made this show a lot more mellow.
Oh, that keyboard, that Rhodes. That Rhodes keyboard, people.
You see this guy? This guy's in love with...
Somewhere Burt Bacharach was like...
Okay, yep.
Who's copying me?
You're right. Let's get this place jazzed up a little bit. Let's go. Happy birthday, Herb Alpert, 90. We'll hear more of his trumpet later. But we got to get on a different track here. On this day in 1972, America's self-titled debut album hit number one with tracks like this. Rock it out, kids!
Yeah, because when I think of rock and roll, I think of America.
Think of America. Okay. Give me one more chance. Let me try. Let's go to 40 years ago this week. The new number one song was by Phil Collins.
Oh man.
Damn.
It's just a history of slow skates.
Well, can we just go back to Kenny Loggins? I mean, we'll just set Selena aside here, but maybe
I mean,
all right. Today is National Crayola Day. Today is National Crayon Day. Did any of you think it was
two different days?
Well, yes, they're both. It's National Crayon Day, and then Crayola is like, oh, it's National Crayola Day too. Sure thing. Did any of you able to ever get the box of 64 crayons?
64, or
with the built-in sharpener?
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Selena's giving us the whole demonstration here. Yes. Crank that thing in there.
Does not work on markers.
Okay. No markers in the
today
crew.
Is National Farm Workers Day. Today is National Tater Day. Today is Transgender Day of Visibility. And today is World Computer Backup Day, which I think is kind of interesting because, I mean, I want to say very fewer and fewer people all the time store pretty much anything on their computer. You know, it's all stored in a cloud someplace. Everything's in Google or wherever.
My laptop is 100%, like, it's a Pixelbook, so it's all, like, there's nothing on that computer that...
Yeah.
If so I just buy a new Pixelbook, I just sign in, perfect.
Yeah. Sherry had one where she's like, oh, this thing that came up to back up. I'm like, what do you have on there? Well, nothing really. Like, well, then don't worry about it. You know, but they'll still try to sell you all the virus programs and the backup programs and everything else, but just not as necessary as it needs to be.
I think it's important to back up your phone if your company, like I have Google, I have a Google Pixel and I Google Fi, and they allow you with a program like a $20 a year program. It backs my phone up like every few days, so that way, if I buy a new phone, I can just recharge it, or if I lose it, I've lost nothing. So
I'm trying to think of, I mean, my contacts, they're in the cloud, my photos are in there. So I mean, basically, if you nowadays you drop your laptop or your phone, you don't really lose that much.
No.
Except $1,000, because that's how much a phone costs nowadays. Now, Selena normally tells us right after the 7 o'clock news story that she'll be working on. We're first going to hear from Dan Hagen from WJFW, and he's going to talk about the collapse of the Hodag Dome and other ice storm damage. And then after Dan, Selena, what are we going to be talking about?
We are going to be talking about the shortage of medical students who maybe want to stay in Wisconsin because of everything, the climate that we have here.
Yes, something Kristen's told us all about. And so Kristen, Greg, Selena, Dan Hagen will all be back after the news. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is Up North News Radio, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network, rocking out on this Monday morning. Take us home, Phil.
Oh, baby.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.